Daf Chof Beis Ahmed Beis. I will begin Chof Beis Ahmed Aleph, 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yanai, it's towards the end of the line. Continue on with halachas of a Balkari, the Isser to the entire before Tzilah. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Shemati Shemekilim Bo, Shemati Shemachmirim Bo. I heard some who are Mekil in this matter, some who are Machmir, Bechol HaMachmir Bo, Al Atzmo, Marich Le'yam Mushnaisa. Anyone who is Machmir on himself, he will have Arichas Yomim. Amar Yishu ben Levi Mati ben Shaltav Le'Shachrin. What is the point, what is the purpose of this tefillah in the morning? Frankly, more Mati ben, what do you mean? Ha'iyu the Amri Balkari also B'divitara. He himself said a Balkari is also B'divitara. So what does he mean? Why it's a point? What's the point of this tefillah? Why does it have to be done at tefillah with a mikveh of arba'im so? Efshar b'tisha kabin. It's sufficient to have porn on himself, tisha kabin. You don't need to be tovel dafka in a mikveh arba'im so. Matik mitzvila efshar b'nesina. And why does it have to be tovel? It can be poured on him. Amar Rabbi Chanina geder godel godel. He said, the point is, there is a point for tefillah dafka tefillah. It's a getter, it's a fence, it keeps a person away from avera. There was a ma'isa be'echad shetovish l'dvar avera, that he wanted to be mezana with a woman. Omra loy, she said to him, reka, empty one. Yesh l'cha arboim sa shata tevel ben. If you're going to have a ma'isa be'ah, you're going to have to be tevel in a mikveh, miyad pirish. And that caused him to be Mahar B'tshuva, and he separated. He did not engage in it. Amar lo Rav Huna lo Rabbanan. He said, Rav Huna to Rabbanan, Rabbeisim mipnei ma, temezalzom l'tfila zu. Why are you not so diligent with this tfila to be tovel, im yishum tzina, if it's because it's very cold, efshim b'machat sois. You can be tovel in a bathhouse. Amar lo Rav Chisda, v'chiyesh tfila b'chamen. How can you be tovel in a bathhouse? Bathhouse is maim shuvim. They heated the water by pouring water over the fire. It's maim shuvim. And a mikveh cannot be withdrawn water. It has to be water that naturally flows into the mikveh. You can't be tovel in a bathhouse. He holds like you in this matter. So this is a matter of dispute, as we will see further in the Gemara. Rabbi Zera, Havi Yosef, Agna de Maya, he was sitting in a tub of water. Bemesus in the bathhouse. Amr Leila Shamay Zil Vaisli Tisha Kabin. He told his attendant to take 9 kamen of water, Vishadi Elavai, and pour it on me. Amr Leila Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Lama Leila Markuli Hai. Why do you have to have this water poured on you? Vahal Yosef Begavayu. You're sitting in this tub. It has at least 9 kamen of water already. So why do you now, sitting in the tub, need water being poured on you? No, it has to be specific. Arboim so. Just like the tefillah of arboim so is specific, this has to be specific as well. Ma arboim so bitzavila v'lebenesina, just like when it's tevel in a mikveh. He can't have the 40 so poured on him. He has to immerse himself. He has to be tevel in the mikveh. Aftisha kavin is also specific. Benesina v'lebenesina. Here it has to be done by pouring and not by sitting. Yes, he's sitting in a tub of 9 kamen, but that's not tefillah. It's not tefillah of arboim so. And tisha kamen has to be poured. Sitting in the tub is not sufficient. Rav Nachman tikin chatzva bas tisha kamen. So he made a vessel which was pre-measured that would hold the quantity of 9 kamen, so that the talmidim would be able to easily be able to have the sufficient amount of water. They wouldn't have to measure it and try to estimate it. It was pre-measured for 9 kamen, and therefore they would fill that up and have the 9 kabin that they would need for the nesina of this water. He also They said, no, this is not a good etza. It's not a good takana, because even though they permitted 9 kabin water, but that's only l'chayla l'ainsa, a sick person who became tamei by accident, not willfully. But even if he's a choila and he became tomei through a ma'isa bia, arboim so, he needs arboim so. The tisha kabin is not going to, be sufficient. So this measuring vessel really doesn't serve that much of a purpose. Amar Rav Yosef Yitzchak Hafsa Rav Nachman. His vessel is broken, meaning it doesn't have that much of a practical application because it's only usable in a very limited case. It's as if the vessel was broken. However, he also Rav Amar Rav Usha Hava Uvda. There was Usha and Maisa Bekila in the anteroom. The Rav Isha also Vishalal Rav Asi, and they asked Rav Amar Lahu. He said no. Lo Yishana Lachayla Hamarga. It's only for the Chayla Hamarga. This that Tisha Kabin is for a Chayla, even if it's a Maisa Bia that caused him to be Tomei. That's where the Tisha Kabin, that's where they were Masakin the Tisha Kabin. If it's Hamarga, through willfully he became Tomei, through Maisa Bia. Amal Chayla Ainsa, but if it's a Chayla Ainsa, Potter Miklom, he doesn't need it at all. He doesn't need any Tzvila or Nesina. So therefore, the application for this vessel is very practical. Amar Rav Yosef, it's tamid chatzin the Rav Nachman. It's as if it was now repaired. Now it has usage, it has a practical use, so it's as if it's repaired because there is more of a common case where Tisha Kabin is applicable. The source of this takana that a Balkari has to be tabled prior to learning is a takana vessel. Now they're disputing where it is. It's a chayla margil. Tisha Kabin is a chayla margil, chayla ainsa. Let's just examine what was Ezra's takana. What's the source of this machlokes here? Amar Abaye, Ezra tikkun lebar hamargil memso. Now he says Ezra's takana was a healthy person who became tomei through a maisa bia 40 so. Ubar ainsa, and a healthy person that became tomei not through maisa bia but through by accident tisha kabin. That was the original takana. Now as amaroi later amaroim became upligi and they argued bechayla. In the case of a sick person, a person is a choyla. That was not clear-cut in the original takana. And now their dispute is, how do we treat a choyla? Mar savar choyla hamargil, that a choyla who became tomei through a maisa bia, kibori hamargil. It's like a bori hamargil. It's like a healthy person who's rogil and you need a boim so. V'choyla lo oinsa, and a choyla who became, by accident, tomei, kibori lo oinsa. So he treats a choyla like a bari, and therefore, if it's loinsa, it's a choyla loinsa, it can bori loinsa, and you need tisha kabin. Umar savra choyla hamargel, kibori loinsa. Now, he says a choyla, even if it's a margel, willingly through maisa bia, but it's only on the level, since he's a choyla, it's only as severe as a bori, a healthy person, loinsa, and tisha kabin is sufficient. But choyla loinsa, ponta miklum. So that is why there is this dispute. However, Amar Rava, no, that can't be the source of it, because Nehi did take an Ezra Tvila. Ezra's takana was, he was Masakin Tvila for a Baal Keri. He never addressed Nesina, the pouring of Tisha Kabin. Nesina Mitikin, he wasn't Masakin Nesina. Amar Mar, Ezra Tikin Tvila la Baal Keri. So that can't be the source of the dispute. El Amar Rava, Ezra Tikin Tvila Labori Hamargel, Ezra's takana was Tvila for a healthy person that came Tomei through Maisa Bia Memso. That was his takana. That was the extent of it. Vas Rabbanan Vizkin Labori La Unsa, then later on Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were Misakin for a Bori, healthy person by accident became Tomei Axe Tisha Kabin. That was a later takana. Now, Vas Amaroi, and later Amaroim, the Kamiflege Bechoyle, their dispute was by Echoyle, someone is sick. Mar Sabra Choyle Hamargel, Kibori Hamargel. It's in the same level as a Bori Hamargel. Choyle Loinsa, Kibori Loinsa. And therefore he held that a Choyle Hamargel is a Boim So, and a Choyle Loinsa is Tisha Kabin. Mar Sabra Labori Hamargel, Mem So. V'chayla hamargel kibore lo'ainz. So he said, Marasavar, he says that for a bore hamargel is memso. Chayla hamargel is kibore lo'ainz tisha kabin. And it's only tisha kabin is required. Awal chayla lo'ainz poter miklo. Omer Rava Hilch, so what is the halacha? Bari hamargel, a healthy person through maisa bia v'choyla hamargel, and a choyla through maisa bia, if it comes the tumma through maisa bia, it doesn't matter if he's healthy or not, arboim so, 40 so is required. bore. La einsa, and if it's a bore, la einsa is tishakabin, aval chayle la einsa, potamikum. Is potor. Ton rabbana, and bal kirishan also la tishakabin, mayim at tor. And Balakari, where they poured on him, nine kabin, he's torba meds, varam la atzma, that's only as far as his own learning is concerned. For him to learn for himself, it's motor of alachem. To teach to others, arvoim so, 40 so is required. Rabbi Yehuda, oimer mem so, mikol mok. Rabbi Yehuda says, mem so, now he's not addressing that previous statement, this is an independent statement. Rabbi Yehuda says, 40 saw any which way it is. There's a kula, even though 40 saw is required, but we are lenient in the 40 saw. We'll see shortly in the Gemara what he means to say. Rabbi Yochanan, Rishu ben Levi, Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Chad Mehai Zuga, Chad Mehai Zuga. So there's two pairs, Rabbi Yochanan and Rishu ben Levi. That's one pair. And Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, Chad Mehai Zuga, one from the first pair, Chad Mehai Zuga, and one from the second pair. So Aresha, they had a dispute on the first statement of the Braisa. Chad Amar Ha the Amar Bamed Horma Murm La Atzma, that we said in the opening statement, that Tisha Kabin is sufficient if it's only for his own learning, Avalachir Mem So, but for others, 40 So is required to teach them Loisham, El Chayla Marg. That's only for a Chayla who became Tomah through Maisabia. Avalachayla Ainsa, if it's a Chayla Ainsa, Tisha Kabin. Tisha Kabin is sufficient even for others. And the other one said, no, if he's teaching others, even if it's a chol loinsa, he still needs 40 saw, a tefila 40 saw. V'chad ma'ayizugin, one first pair, v'chad ma'ayizugin, the second pair, a seifa. They had a dispute on the seifa, on the end part of the braisa, on Rabbi Yehuda's statement. Chad Amar Had Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mem So Mikol Mokum, that the Rabbi Yehuda said 40 so any which way it is Lo Yishon El B'Karka, that's only if the water is in the karka, it's in the ground, it's like in a bore on the ground. Aval B'Kelim, if it's in a vessel, meaning it's Mayim Shu'uvim Loi, it's not a kosher mikveh, and therefore even the Baal Keri cannot be toivol in that type of water. It needs to be in the ground, like a regular mikvah. And the other one says, no, even though by regular tefillah, tefillah for a tuma deraisa, the water in a vessel, in a move, in a keli, in a movable keli, is not considered, it's not kosher for tefillah. But over here, it is. For a baal keri, it is. So now, bishlam lamandam rafilu v'kele, mind the tanu yirama mam sami kol mok. If you say that he says the water is permitted even in a keli, so we understand that Rabbi Yehuda's kula, he's saying, mikol mokam, that for this purpose, the water, the form, 40 saw, is any type of 40 saw, meaning even though for a regular mikveh it would not be kosher in a vessel, here it is. So we understand the statement. But according to the one says no, that the water, even for the baal keri, the water has to be in the ground, not on a vessel, not in a vessel. So, what is the kula? What is it coming to include? More answers, la suya mayim shuvim. His mater permits mayim shuvim, drawn water, so long as it's in the ground. But if it's in a keli, it's not permitted. So there is a kula over here. A kosher and mikveh for a tumah d'oraisa, you need to have mayim shuvim is possible. It has to be naturally flowing water. Over here, we permit mayim shuvim, but it has to be, according to this man d'omer, in the ground and not a vessel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Rav Bar, Shmuel, Kriha, Ritzah, Bahare, Adari. So they ate a meal together. Amar le'er, Rav Papa, Havalililil Livrach, let me be the one to bench for everyone. Then Havalilava, Tisha Kavin, because even though he was a Baal Keri, but he had nine Kavin poured on him, so now he could be considered Tohar to be Maitzi the Bracha for the others. Amar le'er, Bar Shmuel, no, Tanina b'med v'orma melatzma. Tisha Kavin is only sufficient for his own learning. Avalachir mem so, but for others you need 40 so. So you're not qualified to be mitzi as with the brach. Ela havalil didi livra, give it to me. The nafal lavar boim so, give it to me because I have 40 so poured on me. Amar le'rafuna, havalil didi livra, the leka lavai loy hai v'loy hai. He said, give it to me because I wasn't tomei at all. I wasn't Tommy at all. So, So you're saying you should give it to you because you were Toivol. Now Rashi points out, even though the Lashon over here is the Nafal Alai, which means literally to pour on him, but he meant to say that he was Toivol in 40 Sa. But he said to Rav Huna, said, give it to me because I wasn't Tomei to begin with, so let me be Maitzi. Rav Hama, Tava B'Mali, Yemid Pischa, he was Toivol in Erev Pesach, Lohitzi Ram Yidei Chayvasa, to be Maitzi others for their Chayva. It's not so clear what the Chayva is. The Ritva says that he Maitzi them with a Bracha, the Birchas HaHala. But in Al Koponim, he was Toivol to be Maitzi, but V'les Hilchas HaKavase, that's not Halacha, that it is not required, the tefillah is not required.